As we mentioned, heavy blasts of tank shells are echoing across the Gaza Strip as thousands of Israeli soldiers roll in the besieged Palestinian territory. The Israeli ground invasion followed a massive wave of combined air and artillery strikes up and down Gaza on Thursday night. Israeli tanks pounded different parts of the coastal sliver, killing at least 22 Palestinians in the incursion. The latest killings have taken the Palestinian death toll to at least 260 since July the 8th. Palestinian health officials have put the number of those injured at over 2,000 so far. Israel has called up thousands of more reserve soldiers, stepping up its 10-day onslaught that has already taken a heavy toll on civilian lives. The head of the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, says Israel's ground invasion of the Gaza Strip is destined to fail. Khaled Mash'al says a ceasefire agreement with Israel should include long-term commitments to improve the rights of the Palestinian people. He said Israel must stop airstrikes on Gaza, release Palestinian prisoners, and permanently end the siege of the coastal enclave. Mash'al also urged the international community to press Tel Aviv to end the violations of the rights of the Palestinian people. Our correspondent Halla Al-Safadi, there standing by live in Gaza, now joins us. Halla, this ground incursion, of course, has increased the death toll. It's now standing at 260. The Israeli military forces spokesperson has said that this ground invasion is an open-ended one. Tell us a bit more about what's taking place.
Last night was the most intense night since the beginning of this escalation. I cannot really explain how loud the explosions were. I myself was terrified, so never mind the children and those who do not really understand what's happening around them in the hospitals, for example. The ground incursion opened, let's say, another operation. So we're dealing with a number of things right now. We're dealing with the airstrikes. We're dealing with tanks shelling and tanks opening fire at people. And we're dealing with gunboats all over the beach. So in a besieged strip. So basically, from all ways, Gazans are being bombarded or bombed. So basically, during the night, few hours ago, there was an attack on a media building where three floors of a media building were targeted. Another also in this area where we are, a house or a building of apartments, two floors were targeted as well. And the incursion also started, the incursion can be considered a limited incursion so far, as they entered from the north. But there were a number of clashes between Israeli soldiers and the Palestinian resistance. There are news that a number of the Israeli soldiers, around seven, were injured, and one was critically injured. So basically, we don't really think that they would come deep in Gaza City or in the Gaza Strip, but rather they would stay at the borders in East and North Gaza. Now, doing this under the excuse of having tunnels all around those areas, and that those are the areas where rockets are launched from at Israel. However, if we look at the real situation and if we look at the ground there, they actually are attacking houses and homes for civilians. So being in Beit Lahia or Beit Hanun, where the incursion is taking place, you can easily tell that it's basically a very primitive area where people live together, and their houses are not big or are not built in a very fancy way. It's a very simple place to be living at, and they are being targeted. They were asked to evacuate their houses and under the threat of bombing their houses. The land incursion has started last night, and this is still taking place until the moment. However, they did not really get deeper into or after the borders. Sami Abu Zuhri, a Hamas spokesperson, has said yesterday night that they will not dare to come inside Gaza Strip, and that Netanyahu is a coward that cannot actually actually go into a ground incursion into Gaza. So if they are to do anything, they would stay at the borders. But since the resistance is standing in front of their faces and not allowing them to do so, they wouldn't be able to do it. However, what scares us here, or what scares Gazans here, is that when there is a ground incursion, airstrikes become hit the max number. So basically, they start shooting fire from warplanes at normal, at random places, and they start bombing randomly to allow the entry of the tanks, so to make a safe way for the tanks to enter to the Gaza Strip. And this is a reason why we can see that the number of those who are killed just rises up really quickly during this ground limited ground incursion, because they're being attacked from the air as well as from the ground.
Right. Now, Hala, as this ground invasion continues, we do know that, according to the Israeli army, that is, 9 tunnels have been destroyed and 103 other targeted as well. Now, as you've just mentioned, this is only an excuse to come closer towards Gaza and into Gazan territory. However, what is the real purpose behind this so-called this invasion of the Gaza Strip, even though they are at the borders at the north and east? But what is the real goal behind it?
Now, again, going back to what we mentioned yesterday after the 5 hour of a humanitarian ceasefire, I did mention that after any ceasefire, a temporary ceasefire, Israel always go to an escalation. And this is exactly what happened late at night. So there was this 5 hours of a humanitarian ceasefire. We believe those hours were given to Gazans, yes, to get humanitarian aid, but to also prepare them for the worst that might come. And that happened last night. They keep using this as an excuse, just like the excuse of targeting only Hamas. So if we hear any official Israeli official talking, all we hear is Hamas, 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 and Hamas. They don't even give you a complete sentence about why are they targeting civilians. They simply say it's Hamas, though it's not Hamas that is being targeted when they kill civilians. Same thing is happening right now when it comes to the ground incursion. They claim that they're doing this because there are tunnels all around the borders and they need to be destroyed. Well, if we check facts, they simply can destroy this with their airstrikes. We're talking about these smartest war machines that Israel has, the heaviest weapons that Israel has, that they can basically destroy the entire Gaza Strip if they want to. But one of the reasons I do believe that they went into this ground incursion is because of the pressure Netanyahu is facing. Many are asking Netanyahu to resign because they believe he did not succeed in Operation Protective Edge, and they want him. And many Israelis actually started even reading the social media. They said, finally, there is a ground incursion. Finally, Netanyahu is doing something against Palestinians. So it's not enough for them to kill Palestinians through airstrikes. It's not enough for them to make Palestinians afraid of those airstrikes. But also, they want to go a step further and make every family in Gaza scared by asking them to evacuate their areas. So another point I think they need to go, if they would go into this ground incursion, if they really want to destroy the power of Hamas, as Netanyahu mentioned, there is no way to do it through only airstrikes, simply because Hamas is not really on the borders alone. So if they want to get done and to completely wipe off Hamas, then they need to go into a ground incursion to totally destroy Hamas. But what they're doing now is not destroying Hamas like they claim, because again, they're only bombing civilians at that area. They claim that there were tunnels that were destroyed. But the question here, why didn't they destroy those tunnels through airstrikes without a ground incursion? So I believe that Netanyahu is trying to prove himself. He's trying to tell his people, look, I can defend you. I'm going to kill more Palestinians to make you satisfied.
Okay, Press TV's Hala Safadi, they're reporting from Gaza. Hala, thank you for that update there. Now, according to our correspondent, last night was one of the most intense nights of bombardment of the Gaza Strip. Press TV will continue to bring you more updates. There's PressTV.ir for a minute-by-minute update as this ground invasion of the Gaza Strip continues from the north and the east. Now, the president of the Palestinian Unity government says that the Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip will lead to more bloodshed in the coastal enclave. Mahmoud Abbas says the Israeli invasion will also complicate efforts to end the ongoing violence against the besieged territory. Earlier, the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations called for a quick ceasefire agreement to end the Israeli onslaught. The UN chief Ban Ki-moon also urged Tel Aviv to do far more to stop civilian casualties, but he failed to condemn the Israeli ground incursion. Meanwhile, Egypt has denounced Tel Aviv's escalation of the situation in Gaza and called on the regime, as well as Hamas, to accept Cairo's truce proposal. Also, Jordan has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council.